Hello, it's Norma. I'm going to talk about wounding. We all get wounds. Some are larger than others, but they are part of living and we can't escape them. In your life journey, you're going to come to obstacles that get in your way. You'll meet people who hurt you. You may get discouraged. You might wonder where God is. Why isn't He helping you? But what we don't know is what's going on behind the scenes. A friend of mine today said that we all have our own journey. My journey is not your journey, and your journey is not my journey. And that is so true in so many ways. We can't compare our experience to someone else's experience accurately because they're all different. God is working in your life in a special way, and it's meant only for you. And I cannot judge it. I cannot determine whether you're at the right place or not. That's between you and God. You might wonder why I've spent a lot of time on the pain in life, being I'm a Christian, being I believe in God. Why is that necessary? Well, I think it's necessary because we can believe in God, but still have a lot of problems in our lives. It's learning what to do with those problems and how to rely on God in relationship to those issues. Right now, I want you to imagine that you have a vase. It's a clear vase, or vase, if you want to call it a vase. Anyway, it's this jug that's has clear water in it. Then you put some dirt in the water, and now the water looks murky. We're going to use that as illustration for your soul. So your soul has sin. You have sin in your life. And so that's the murkiness. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He forgives our sin. He cleanses our lives of unrighteousness. And He makes us whole. And so we could imagine that water is no longer murky. It's clean. But when we look, there are still some things in there. Imagine that when you were young, someone called you stupid. So let's just drop a rock inside that jug. And that rock is there. You can see it in the water. But that's when you were called stupid. And you've never forgotten. And then when you're 10 years old, your father left your home. And a huge rock went into that jug. Your father was significant to you. And now there's pain and suffering, and it's still there inside of you. You pretend it's not there, that your jug is clear, has clear water, totally, not realizing that there's this big rock inside. And then you fell in love, your first time in love. It was great, really great, until he lost interest. All of a sudden, he was distant. Pretty soon, the relationship was over, and you were left with this big, gigantuous rock inside of you. The painful facts that he no longer loved you, and he didn't want to be with you. Rejection. Another rejection. Now your jug, or vase, has three rocks in it. What are you going to do about those rocks? Well, they have nothing to do with salvation. When you became a Christian, when you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted in Him, put your faith in Him, when you began to walk with the Lord, pray to the Lord, read His Word, doing many good things to learn about God, studying His Word, that did not remove the hurt inside of you. What I have come to realize is that there are certain things that do not just go away. Even when you're following the Lord, even when you're obeying what God would have you to do, even when you're doing spiritual acts of mercy on God's behalf, doing things to please God doesn't remove the pain that is there from these hurtful experiences. What you can do, though, you can change it up. You see, when we give these things that are painful, or God reveals them to us, maybe even a grudge we're holding, that's like another rock there. God shows it to you that it's there and it needs to go. It won't go on its own. what you have to do and you must do is give it to God and say, you know, Father God, that hurt really a lot when my father left me. I just want to give you that hurt. Would you take it away? Would you minister to me? What God does then is he brings a thought to you. Maybe it will be that by his stripes you are healed. That when Christ suffered on the cross, he was suffering for you. You know, his arms are wide for you. What Christ can do is give you a verse in place of that. Maybe the verse, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Christ gives you something in its place. My experiences with God removing those devastating things in my life, those rocks that I just can't lift, they're heavy lifting. I can't do it. But what Christ does is he comes alongside and says, I understand. I understand. Let me help you. And he will help you. After a while, you will notice that it's different now. And he has helped you become new. I hope I have said something that will be helpful. May God bless you richly. Talk to you later. Bye now.